WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. This is Taylor Reed, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy beautiful thing called life. And today, we're diving deep into a topic that's crucial for anyone who wants to feel in control, accomplish the goals, and generally rock their day. Mindfulness and focus. Ever felt like your brain is running on a hamster wheel? You know that feeling when you start a task, get distracted by a notification, then realize you've been staring at the wall for 5 minutes? Trust me, I'm right there with you. But here's the good news. We can totally train our minds to be more focused and present. And guess what? It's not about becoming some Zen master who lives in a cave, though that sounds pretty amazing. This is about finding little pockets of mindfulness throughout your day, even when you're juggling deadlines, kids, and trying to figure out which meme to post next. Okay, so let's break down 5 key takeaways that will seriously upgrade your productivity game. 1. Embrace the power of now. This sounds super cliche, right? But hear me out. When our minds are constantly flitting between past regrets and future anxieties, we miss out on the magic of the present moment. Try this. Take a few deep breaths, really feeling the air enter your lungs and leave your body. Notice the sensations around you, the smell of coffee, the warmth of the sun, even the sound of that annoying pigeon outside your window. We all have them. This little practice can ground you and help you focus on what's actually happening right now. 2. Declutter your mind. Ever notice how a messy room can make it harder to think clearly? Well, the same thing happens with our minds. We tend to cram in every thought, worry, and random fact we come across, creating mental clutter that hinders focus. Make time for some mental decluttering. This could mean journaling, meditating, or simply taking a break from screens and indulging in some quiet reflection. 3. Schedule your focus. You wouldn't just wander around aimlessly without a map, right? Well, your mind needs a roadmap too. Schedule specific blocks of time for focus work on those important tasks. Put it in your calendar, set reminders, and treat these blocks like sacred appointments you absolutely can't miss for. Eliminate distractions. I'm talking about those sneaky little things that steal our attention: phone notifications, emails pinging, social media tempting us with endless scrolling. Do yourself a favor and create a distraction-free zone when it's time to focus. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and maybe even tell the people around you that you need some quiet time. 5. Celebrate your wins. Hey, acknowledging your accomplishments is important. Did you manage to stay focused for a solid hour? Amazing. Take a moment to celebrate that win. This positive reinforcement will keep you motivated and make those focused work sessions feel even more rewarding. Now, let me paint you a little picture. Imagine you're working on a super important project, something that really matters to you. You know it's crucial to stay focused, but distractions are constantly pulling at your attention like mischievous toddlers. You open your inbox and bam, a cascade of emails pops up. Your phone buzzes with a notification. Suddenly, you're deep down the rabbit hole of social media, wondering why the cat video is so hilarious. Don't worry, we've all been there. Sound familiar? This is where mindfulness comes in. Imagine taking a few deep breaths before diving back into your work. Mentally acknowledge those distractions. Yeah, there are emails, but I'm going to focus on this project right now. Then, gently guide your attention back to the task at hand. The simple act of bringing awareness to your thoughts and feelings can make a huge difference in your ability to stay focused. Remember, developing mindfulness and focus is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a healthy dose of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when you stumble, those distractions are sneaky. The key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and celebrate every little victory along the way. So, my awesome listeners, I want to leave you with this. Take a moment right now to appreciate your ability to focus on this podcast, to learn something new, to grow. You've got this. And remember to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a boost in mindfulness and focus. Let's spread the good vibes. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.